You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony Nee has an impressive resume, which includes a degree in data analytics and financial mathematics. He's tutored in maths and statistics and is fluent in three languages. He also identifies as autistic, and he's secured a high-skilled job as a technology consultant.
I'm doing those quality assurance, make sure the software is working at high quality, and I'm using my programming skills to create different test scenarios. Everyone is very friendly to me. They will say, hey, Anthony, do you know how to write this software? They will always give me something to learn and give me a sense of fulfillment.
Shanae Beresford is an Awabakal and Wiradjuri woman who has autism and dyslexia. She loves her job at Woolworths and she's good at it. She's won the National Prize for Checkout Operator of the Year.
I just try and do the best I can and help in any way I can to make it easier for the customers in any way, even like some of the older ladies, which I love. Love you guys. I love my regulars. And you know who you are.
But among their neurodiverse peers, Anthony and Shanae are some of the lucky ones. The Bureau of Statistics says the unemployment rate for people with autism is over 34%. That's more than three times the rate for people with a disability and eight times the rate for people without. The participation rate is just 38%. More broadly, it's estimated between 15 and 20% of the population are in some way neurodiverse. Dr. Miriam Moller, a senior lecturer in international business at the University of Queensland, puts it simply.
Neurodiversity, in essence, is the idea that humans simply don't come in a one-size-fits-all neurological package. Around 15 to 20% of the population, and that's worldwide, is neurodiverse. If we translate this into the Australian context, what this means is that around 3.5 million Australians are in some way neurodiverse. Now, it's hard to get an exact number on these statistics around each of these different neurodiversities because not everyone receives a formal diagnosis.
But workplaces are finding ways to embrace the unique opportunities provided by staff who think and work differently. Companies including Microsoft, Woolworths, IBM and ANZ have all implemented neurodiverse hiring programs in recent years. Telstra is another. After a successful trial of six candidates with autism, all of them secured permanent full-time roles as network engineers, product management specialists, and in cloud engineering. Managers say these workers have helped them improve their communication skills and become more patient, and they're enthusiastic about hiring more. Telstra CEO Andy Penn says it comes down to making sure they have the right workers for the job.
Diversity and inclusion is incredibly important to us. You know, if we want to attract the best talent and really have Telstra as the place you want to work, we need to be very thoughtful about this. And it's always been inherent in our culture.
Bodo Mann runs Auticon, a technology consultancy that exclusively hires people on the autism spectrum. He sees early signs Australia is starting to embrace neurodiversity in the workforce.
I do see some very positive signs because I think Australia came a long way when it comes to diversity and inclusion. And I feel neurodiversity as the next frontier in terms of diversity and inclusion is there. The holy grail of corporate success really is built around innovation. And if you break that down, it's really around the ability to think differently and come up with new ideas. I think 22 is the year for corporate Australia, I think, and we just need a chance.
Auticon's successes are gaining recognition. One of its pilot programs just won the Australian Computer Society's Digital Disruptor Award. It initially set out to improve barcode software for Woolworths using robotics. But not only did they achieve this, workers ended up automating a large part of the scanning process too. And the success of neurodiversity programs are being seen elsewhere. In a pilot program for US investment company JP Morgan Chase, employees with autism in its IT departments worked 48% faster than those without and were 92% more effective. Here in Australia, tech company DXC Technologies found candidates who worked on a pilot program with ANZ returned 12 months' value in 5 months and in some areas showed 50% more productivity. While neurodiversity comes with its challenges, Dr. Miriam Moller says the key is tapping into its corresponding strengths.
So for instance, an autistic person, despite perhaps having challenges interacting with others, can be quite methodical, logical, and have, you know, really incredible concentration skills, for example. And these are clearly strengths. Another example is dyslexia, right? Take a person with dyslexia. Again, despite experiencing challenges, perhaps with reading and spelling, they can have highly developed reasoning skills, right? Or can be just exceptional problem solvers. Once again, a clear strength. Final example, ADHD, right? People with ADHD can be highly creative. They may just have this ability to really think outside the box in a way that no one else around them can. Again, in spite of the challenges that they may be experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
For some workers, making reasonable adjustments might be necessary. In the Telstra trial, some managers provided written instructions instead of verbal ones and added extra processing time to meetings. Laura Owens is a job coach for Auticon, working with both the IT consultants and the companies they're contracted to. She says it's about reframing things that have been barriers in the past, starting with the interview process.
We move away from formal interviews because we know that that can be very fear-inducing and anxiety-inducing, and that is often one of the barriers to people on the spectrum not being able to get a job. So we look at it in a different way and have informal chats. We have skill-based assessments, things like that.
And as Dr. Moller says, accommodations will change from person to person.
But it's absolutely critical to recognise that not every neurodivergent person is the same. So we cannot and should not make assumption. We ought to get to know the person as an individual and ask them what adjustments can be made to help support them in the interview process and possibly beyond. Many neurodiverse people also have sensory processing issues. That's an important element to recognize here also. And that can be related to lighting, sounds, different smells. So softer lighting, noise-canceling headphones, things like that. Or, you know, simply offering them a quiet area of the office that they can work in can make a huge difference to neurodiverse people.
While some might feel uncomfortable in a customer-facing role, that's where Sharnay has thrived. Her employer, Woolworths, and recruiter Omnia Inclusive Employment Solutions recently opened a new mini-supermarket where workers can train in a controlled setting. It's a signal of the supermarket's intention for more neurodiverse recruitment in the years ahead. Sharnay wants to stay at Woolworths for a few more years, but then she has other plans.
My main goal, I haven't told anybody, but I want to be a support worker. So having autism, I really understand the people who have disabilities, and I just want to give so much to people with disabilities, and I have this so much in here that I just want to, you know, give out to people, and I just want to help people. And that is my goal.
As for Anthony, his plans don't stop with a career in IT. He's looking at mentoring.
I would like to be helping other consultants to fulfill their dreams and to live their life such brilliant as other normal person.